Christmas is a special time of year for church musicians, albeit a hectic time. Some musicians in the orchestra at the First Christian Church in Columbus, Indiana, travel from across the state to play in the group. This orchestra isn't playing traditional arrangements of carols. As Annie Corrigan found out, these musicians have found plenty of ways to keep the old tunes interesting.
Dan Wallace has served as worship minister and organist at the First Christian Church in Columbus, Indiana for 14 years. That's 14 Decembers filled with all the tried and true Christmas carols like Joy to the World. But with a 15-person orchestra made up of volunteer musicians at his disposal, he says he has no problem reinventing the traditional tunes to keep them fresh.
A young man in our orchestra plays great alto sax, and we have a big band arrangement of It Came Upon a Midnight Clear that he's going to rock on. I mean, it'll just wail with like a big band whole feel.
Today, the orchestra will be rehearsing the piece Christmas Splendor, with Wallace directing from the piano. The skill level of the musicians is all over the place, from semi-professionals to folks who have recently picked up their instruments again after a long hiatus. As for rehearsals, they only get together twice a week in preparation for that Sunday's performances, then it's on to a new set of music for next week. He takes all this into account when selecting music.
For me as well, because I enjoy playing, but I know I'll be directing and playing, so I have to kind of fit music for myself too, to be honest.
Okay, so let's talk to people out there who maybe sit in worship services every Sunday, but they don't understand what the music director does. You're the organist.
Right.
You plan the music. You direct the choir. You direct orchestras when they're here.
And you know, that's a great question, because that's what most people see. What most people never think of is all the recruiting and the organization week after week after week. It's a joy because that's where you connect with people. But just like for today, for the orchestra, I have to work around the high school bands. I plan around some of the other community activities, and I plan around our church schedule, specifically in this building.
So I just come home whenever Dan tells me we're going to have an orchestra event, then I'll drive home and be here for orchestra.
Ryan Mann has a two-hour drive to Columbus from Purdue, where he's a nursing student. This time of year, the alto saxophonist is making the trip basically every weekend.
Actually, I'm a Christmas fanatic, and so, I mean, I listen to Christmas music like all year round, so.
When Mann joined the orchestra 4 years ago, he took it upon himself to help Wallace with recruiting.
He always had some sort of orchestra kind of together, but it was never very, you know, fancy or anything large. And so at the end of my last couple years at high school, I decided that I was going to get as many of my friends to play as possible. And so we probably had, 15 or so people of my friends that came in to play. And ever since, we've just been having this large orchestra.
Let's just run it and see what happens. Watch me at 14, the tempo brightly. My head will try to do 8. Dun, dun, dun.
In spite of all the time and effort he puts into rehearsing with the orchestra, Wallace says his job as worship minister is really about reminding the congregation why they're celebrating Christmas in the first place.
How do you make the words still appeal? You know, I think that's the most crucial thing I deal with, is what people are going to take home. When you leave here, what do you remember, and how does it make your life better?
WFIU Arts. I'm Annie Corrigan.
You can see photos of the orchestra rehearsing at the First Christian Church on our website, wfiu.org/arts.